Oh, Peter, I'm so bored. I've been sitting watching Homes Under the Hammer here for the last hour and a half. Yes, love, it looks like some sort of fantasy drama there. All these properties swapping hands and not a brown envelope in sight. Oh, for crying out loud, Peter, did you not learn anything from Big Sam last week? A hidden camera dodgy deals and he's under the spotlight. Wash your mouth out, love, unless that's rhyming slang for Big Sam's excuse. Peter, calm down. I've got the defibrillator here by my side, but I've only 3.50 left for the electric meter. This phone hasn't rung all morning. Hello, Kirk? Is that you?
My name's not Kirk, get off me!
Yes. Peter! We've got another one!
This is Big Dog. Any drivers around the docks?
Driver 32 down the docks. What's happening, Big Dog?
Did you have a nice weekend, Jerry Kelly?
Oh, I did, eh? Surely we did a wee bit of concerned resident stuff there, but we called ourselves a collective.
Heck yes, Jerry Kelly, I remember the roar. I've got the key, I've got the secret.
Not that sort of collective, you idiot.
Sorry, Jerry Kelly.
And stop saying my name on the radio.
Sorry, Driver 32. Jerry Kelly, you're looking for a very grumpy man with a fabulous beard who terminates people with just his finger.
Hang on. You want me to drive around the docks asking some grumpy fella with a fabulous beard and a trigger finger? Is he looking alright? Is it Jerry Big Dog?
No, it's not Jerry Adams. I don't know who it is. Just go and get him.
Alright, Big Dog. Calm down. Hello, grumpy man with a fabulous beard, famous for terminating people with his trigger finger. You looking red? That was quick. Let me just throw my Amstrad computer, my billions of pounds, and my apprentice in the boot. Do not open the boot. Nobody opens the boot. All right, calm down. Can you take me to QUB to give a talk to students interested in starting up their own electronics business? I can't do there, son. I was a wee bit of an electronics expert back in the day. I can light up a whole city with just a flick of a switch. I'll also be discussing the apprentice boys and girls that are on this year's show. Apprentice boys and girls too? Get out of my car! No, a TV show. What are you on about? Right, we're here. What is this place you brought me to? It's bigger than that Gherkin place in London. This is their gaff, aka the depot. And trust me, that Gherkin is small in comparison to some of the pickles these two have got themselves into. Take it easy, Beardy! Peter! Noel Edmonds is here! Invite him in, love! Let's see what he's got in his box! Plus, he's got a direct line to the banks! Has he indeed? That kicked him in handy again. Hello, Noel Edmonds. Welcome to Robin Cabs. My name's not Noel Edmonds, you daft mare! I'm one of the richest men in the world. Funny, you don't look like Sammy Wilson to me. Have you done anything I would have heard of? I have a TV show called The Apprentice. Oh, can they do in a documentary on wee Marty? God love him, he's always been second fiddle. First Jerry, now Arlene. No, it's a TV show. And what happens? I get a load of young, attractive people into a room. Make them do stuff for me. One by one, I give them the finger and say, you're fired. Until there's only one left and then I give them a load of cash. What? I did exactly the same thing. They didn't make a TV show out of it. But I am about to feature in an HBO documentary alongside Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Throw your pointing finger in the bowl. Actually, don't, just keep that. I might need that for later. Throw your beard in the bowl there, son. I'm about to am the Strad clean out of you. But Stavin, he would choose a taxi firm like that.